This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself in a Berlin hospital bed Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. "I miss you all," Navalny wrote in the post on Instagram. "I can still hardly do anything, but yesterday I could breathe all day on my own." It is the first publicly shared image of Navalny since he was airlifted to Berlin's Charité Hospital 2 days after becoming sick during a flight in Russia on August 20th. Navalny's spokeswoman confirmed shortly after the photo's posting that the 44-year-old planned to return to Russia. Germany, France, and Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. That's a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury, England, 2 years ago. Western countries have requested an explanation from Moscow, which says the accusations that it was involved in the poisoning are unfounded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that Moscow needs Germany to provide information about the case to clear up what happened. The U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor, a black medical technician who was shot to death in her apartment in March during a no-knock police raid linked to a bungled drug investigation. The payment in the civil suit came as federal and state investigators continue to probe the circumstances surrounding the death of 26-year-old Taylor and whether three policemen involved in the incident should be criminally charged. One of the three officers who fired the shots that killed Taylor has been dismissed from the city police department. The case has drawn national attention as part of the country's reckoning over race relations and police treatment of minorities. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab states in more than a quarter century. While President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony, he acknowledged that the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtaya condemned the Abraham Accords, calling it a black day in the history of Arab nations. Millions of children in Pakistan returned to learning in schools and universities Tuesday after a six-month-long closure due to the coronavirus pandemic. The largest return to school in the world comes as daily infections and deaths from the outbreak in the country of 220 million have steadily declined. Officials reported around 400 new cases and six deaths in the last 24 hours. Prime Minister Imran Khan's government had closed more than 300,000 educational institutions in mid-March as part of a nationwide lockdown to contain the spread of the virus that causes the COVID-19 disease. The restriction confined more than 50 million school and university-going Pakistanis to their homes in the South Asian country, where officials estimate nearly 23 million children already have no access to education. A new issue released Tuesday of the World Tourism Barometer from the United Nations World Tourism Organization reports the coronavirus pandemic caused an unprecedented 65% decrease in international travel during the first half of the year. According to the report, the plunge in international travel from January through June of this year resulted in the loss of $460 billion in export revenues from tourism. The drop is five times greater than the loss in international tourism earnings recorded in 2009 amid the global financial crisis. The UN body said in a statement it estimates it will take between 2 to 4 years for tourism to return to 2019 levels. The report indicates that Asia and the Pacific regions were the area of the world to face the steepest decline, with a 72% fall in tourism. Europe was the world's second hardest hit region, with a 66% decline in tourist arrivals over the same period. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.